Thank the Lord for the presence of God that we feel in here. Talk about Saul tonight, it began to resound something in my heart. Begin to think about how that was so significant for Saul's life. He was king. He was reigning tall and reigning high in that time. And how that all that he had to do was simply follow that instruction. And how at that time that he had an opportunity to prove himself. And just by going and just disobeying one part of it. You see, he went out and fought the battle. And they even won the battle. And just by trying to reap the spoil of something that was not appointed unto him, he lost his lordship. And even unto the end of his life, it was appointed unto him where so much evil fell upon him that he even fell upon his own sword. When we get in a place where we feel ourselves to be in a good spot, if you will, why is it so hard just to simply heed your word wholly and completely? And in my heart, I realize that every king that you read about through 1st, 2nd Samuel, and 1st and 2nd Kings, all of them had fell to their own lusts. They all had a weakness inside of them. They all had something that stirred their heart that led them to another direction. For Saul, it was the lust of the spoil. For David, it was the lust of another woman. For Solomon, it was the lust of people that he was appointed by God not to go after. And so I look at my own life and I say, God in me, Lord, I know that there's weakness. But for each and every one of those people that reigned, God had sent a word to them and gave them a chance and an opportunity to prove themselves. And in the day that we live in, church, I'm here to remind us that we're living right now in our times to be proven. We're walking in it right now. We live the Word of God as it lives inside of us. It is breathing. It is a living, breathing Word. It's something that's dwelling in here right now. As your heart's beating right now, as you draw breath right now, it's something that is trying to resound in your life. And God is trying to do an amazing work in your life. He's trying to lead you somewhere. He's trying to bring you through great trouble. He's trying to prove you through a trial. And there's a word that resounds in your life. And it might be a period of change, or it might be a period where you got to lay down something. But each and every time there was a prophet, there was a word even given directly to them. But as they did not heed, they reigned for a while, but eventually they all came to a downfall, even in the latter years. I thank God every single one of them fell in some way. And even when you think about Israel and how high they were, God, why are we coming so short? Reigns went from years upon years to just being 2 years at a time before people that were serving under kings were slaying one another. I just want to be able to hear the word of God and stand in the word of God. How many of us want to be able just to hear it and stand in it? Amen. It's one thing to get out in this world and enjoy the world and get caught up in everything that's going on, but it's that lust of the world that's going to pull you down. It's that drawing power, that captivating interest that's going to pull us down. As I was praying for this brother tonight, I felt such a rush of the Holy Ghost come through for him. And I begin to think, God, you're sending him a word. Lord, you're helping him through this time. God, you're giving him this opportunity to be able to be proven. Lord, you're giving him that chance to be able to stand. And I know that we're all in different seasons and different times, but one thing is for certain is that God is still God. He's reigning over all of our lives. And if you live and stand in the word that lives inside of you, you'd be able to even stand right now and give him praise and glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. God, I praise you, Lord. God is wanting, oh, just to prove you in your life. And he's sending a word. And he's brought it in my heart all week long. And he's saying, let go of this lust for this world so that you're not pulled down from where he's got you. Don't listen, oh, to what would draw you out in this world. Don't let the taste and the lust of your flesh pull you away from where God wants you to be. I feel such resistance sometimes when I pray, and how the enemy would want me to back down from this word. But we've got to lay down the lust of our flesh. Oh, I feel it rising. We've got to lay down the lust of our flesh. Somebody help me just for a minute. When I've been reading all through that, I saw the mercy of God. And even how that even when David fell, that all of the generations that went after him were either spared in some way or were given land in some way because of the love that was shown for David, because he loved the Lord with all of his heart. So if we can get a love of God in our heart right now, if we can just love God more than anything, I don't want you to look at me thinking I'm looking at you trying to point out things in your life. I want you to look inside of your heart and say, what is it, God? What is it, Lord, that makes me not be able just to get into your presence when the Holy Ghost is blowing by? What is it, God, that holds me back when the Lord comes through? Oh, I think about how that when the Word of God came so strong that kings would send. Oh, you read about one where he sent a captain of a troop and 50 men, unto Elisha, and they came unto him because the king was fearful that he was going to die, and they came unto him, and that fire consumed him up. And then another captain and another 50 came unto him, and the fire consumed them up again. And then he sent the third troop, and that captain came up and said, oh, please spare us. They begin to recognize the power of God. And you read about all the times in the Bible, and the one that stood out the most for me was this one. You read in 2 Kings chapter 6, and how then Elisha had received the word of the Lord when Syria had begun battling with Israel. Oh, I feel this stirring in my heart. They began battling with Israel, and how that he had sent word to Elisha, though, that they were going to be led out of there. And he said, Lord, strike them with blindness. How do you know when the enemy's on the run? Lest you know that God sends the word. Oh, we cannot speculate that it's going to be all right, but we've got to get down, seek God, and know that something's moving. We've got to cry out and know within ourselves. You've got to stir that up. You got to get the wheels turning. You've got to get that mouth moving and calling out. I know that it's one thing to get it felt from the heart, but there's something about a heartfelt cry before God. Can I get an amen for a minute? There's something about calling out. Will somebody call out with me? Oh, hallelujah. Syria's king was so fearful that he thought there was a spy in the camp at that time. And they said, well, he must have heard you from your bedchamber. Well, where's he at? They told him where he was, and they tried to go after him. They struck them with blindness. And this is the part that's just got me all wound up tonight. He led them out into a land, led them into Samaria, and restored unto them their sight. And the people that were around them that were resentful of the war at that time began to say, Lord, can we smite them? And they even asked a second time, God, can we smite them? And I was reading this, and when I was hearing it, I was thinking, God, I would have expected them to be took down. I would have expected them to be slain. Because you read about all the other wars in the Bible and how that those that came against people of God were slain. But this is one of the unique instances where they were spared. And they were given food. They were given provision. Hallelujah, Jesus. So that reminds me that though the enemy may try to do works, though he may try to rage in our lives, if we stand strong, heed to the word of God, not be pulled away by the lust of our flesh, he will not only take care of you, but he will give provision, oh, for even them. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're oftentimes just trying to rebuke, but everybody's in need, are they not? Everybody's in need, are they not? When I got down the other night, I began to cry out for people that had hurt me. I began to call out for people that had upset me, and my heart was broke because I realized the mercy of God is beginning to work in my life. All the hurt that had been on me for so long had finally rolled away. All of the pain that had been in my spirit for so long had begun to vanquish, and I realized that the devil did not have a hold any longer. You may try to say things to provoke me,
but I'm going to pray that God send you the provision. Woo! You might feel like that I'm in the wrong, but I'm going to pray that God send you the blessing.
He spared them. Then there was a great famine on the land. And if you've not read this, there was a woman that came to the king and said that this woman made an agreement with me that if we killed my child and ate it, that she'd kill hers and we'd eat hers. And I was like, say what? And they ate one of them and didn't eat the other. And she was upset and told the king. And the king was so wroth that he was seeking for Elisha and said, go get him. And so he spoke an unfathomable word. How many of us know that? He said that everything that was so expensive at that time was going to be just for pennies on the dollar, as we'll say. And there were lepers at the time that had made up their mind that they were going to go from where they were, because they pretty much said in their heart, we're going to die here. And if we're going to go to the gate, they're going to kill us anyway. So we might as well just make a break for it and go on. How many of us know that if we get that kind of mindset and determination to get into the presence of God, that we'd be able to get there? Sometimes I feel like that what I've went through before I can even get in the door has been too much for me to be able to just hop up and praise God. But if I can just get in my spirit, Lord, if I'm going to perish in the world or whether I perish when I get to the altar, I'm going to get in your presence. God, I'm going to get where you want me to be. God, I'm going to get where I can dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. I'm going to dwell where the presence of the Spirit of God is. I want to dwell, God, where I can hear your word. We're not dwelling where we can hear the word of God. We're hearing it. It's hitting our ears and rolling on right off. We can hear something. You can hear words all day. We hear things all the time and it rolls right off of us. But it's when you're seasoned in the spirit that the word of God comes to life. Oh, it becomes something in you. You want to do it. You want to get up and do it. You want to live right. You want to talk right. You want to put on what God wants you to put on. You want to live as God appoints in your life. You don't want to live out in this world anymore. My point is, when you get into the anointing of the Spirit of God, it'll line you up to where you should be. Lord, and we come to you right now, Lord. Oh, giving you all, God, of our life, Lord Jesus. And God, I thank you, Lord, for your word. For God, there's nothing in this world, oh, that's worth gaining to lose our soul, God. There's nothing, God, out there that's worth it, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, don't be afraid. Oh, I need your help. Oh, we just need to pray just for a minute. Oh, you can never pray enough. You can never pray enough. Oh, hallelujah. You can let it resound. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Call out boldly before God. Just sounding the trumpet for you. I'm just letting you know it's all right. Oh, to put the devil on the run. It's all right to praise him. It's all right to call out. I'm just encouraging you. Get the wheels turning. Hallelujah. Get the hands a clapping. Oh, get your feet loose. Oh, get yourself out of where the devil's trying to place you. Get yourself out of those shackles and say, God, where you want me to be, I want to go. God, I'm laying down the lust of these things. There's nothing worth it, God. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, say it with me tonight. We're going to pray together. Lord, I lay it down. Lord, I lay it down. Sometimes we're best led when we just openly ask God. And he says, we have not because we what? Ask not. Hallelujah. Just say these words with me tonight. Lord, lead me. Lead me. Hallelujah. If you need to call out as we call it out tonight, you just join in. Lord, give me boldness. Lord, give me a zeal. Hallelujah, God, I thank you, Lord. I'm lingering just for a moment because I don't want you to miss this opportunity. It's not every day that you just get a chance to come together with your brothers and sisters and rise together and bind together and put the devil on the run. Hallelujah, Jesus, I'm binding together with my brothers and sisters and I call out for each and every one of them. God, I believe as we've been praying, I know, Lord, where you're taking taking us. And God, I believe where you're leading us. And Lord, there is nothing that could lay hold on this flesh that could drag it down if we trust in you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't go out of here tonight without remembering that we must follow the word of the Lord. You must heed. You don't have to listen to anything anybody ever says, but you must heed to the word of God. When I was praying to God the other day, he showed me that we've not faced any kind of persecution. We've not even faced a thing. So why are we afraid? And one night I was praying and God showed me, Jared, you've already won. You've already won. You're already victorious. Why are you hindered? And I said, God, I'm not. Because at the end of the day, if you pile everything up that you're going through, it looks like a whole lot. But if you look at it through the power of God, it's nothing. The word of God says it like this. It is but a small thing. Don't tell me that we're not able to be made more than overcomers, because we already are. We already are. I'm looking at overcomers. I'm looking at overcomers. I'm looking at victors. I'm looking at winners. My heart celebrates and embraces the fact that you've already won. You've already won. All you've got to do is get that in your heart. Get the attitude that you're a winner and fight for it. Put the devil on the run. Sometimes we don't think that we do much with our word, but I embrace that tonight. We've got to be led. I would wait 200 church services if I had to know that I was right where God wanted me to be and speaking what God was wanting to speak through me. But I tell you, I can't wait that long. There's too much of an urgency. So we've got to be seeking diligently and be ready, because the time's drawing nigh. And it just makes me push all the more, push myself out of the way all the more. If I live this life with no personality, if I live this life with no hobby, so what? If I live for Christ and Christ in me and I dedicate my life for him, who cares about any interest or anything that you might know me of what I used to do? I used to love to collect trading cards, or I used to love to read. But if God has called you to do something, there's some things that you've just got to move out of the way so that you're able to move on. How many of us know that? Amen. That's a word for some grown-ups tonight. We're all grown up, aren't we? Even kids think they're grown up, right? I thought I was grown up and wasn't even a teenager yet. Nonetheless, please heed that tonight when you go out of here. And don't think about it in a really long way. Just get it in your heart. God, show me how I can follow your spirit. And when I'm in your spirit, send me your word that I not fall into this world. Because there's a difference in just being weak because we're having a hard time in our trial and just flat out falling from not heeding to what God's speaking to us. I'm just glad that we're not living in Old Testament, or we'd be plucked up like flies. By the grace and mercy, we all get so many more chances. We think we're on the Monopoly board and we're just going to get to go around forever. I want to get it right. I don't want to do not pass go, do not collect $200. I want to get it right. I want to live life in joy. I want to live life and enjoy it. How many of us want to do that? I hope you do. I feel such a presence of God in my heart. I feel like that's for anybody that would call right now. If you wanted it, it's right here. Sometimes we feel like that God is so far off, but he's so nigh unto you. God is that nigh in this place. I feel how our flesh is just in our hearts, just has a, I can't, God. I can't, God. Lord, I'm not able to press out like that. But if you just start praising him. Gary, I feel it in my heart. I would have turned it over a long time ago. But I'm desperate just to follow the word of God. If you just start praising God right now. I feel that in my spirit. He'll bless you. I feel that in my spirit, brother. I can't help it. I can't let go tonight. My heart goes out to you tonight. Oh, I feel how the devil tries to just wrangle us up and throw us out like a... like a, just a paper wad in the trash, but we are not. Just a discard in the sight of God. He said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. Praise him. He'll give you strength.